Chapter 11. Deadly Sweeteners. Health-conscious consumers are always on the lookout for substances that will sweeten their foods without packing on the pounds. But a close examination of some of the most popular sweeteners reveals deadly ingredients. Truvia. The sweetener Truvia contains as a primary component erythritol, a sugar alcohol derived from genetically modified corn. Cargill, a multinational food corporation, manufactures Truvia. It turns out that erythritol is also effective in a much different role, as a pesticide. In mid-2014, an inquisitive grade school student made this disturbing discovery. Simon D. Kashok-Marenda, the son of an associate professor of biology at Drexel University in Philadelphia, decided to test Truvia on fruit flies as a science project after he learned his parents were trying out various artificial sweeteners in an effort to diet. After purchasing various sweeteners, including Equal, Pure Via, and Sweeten Low, the father and son team fed the flies at Daniel Marenda's Drexel laboratory. To their consternation, they found that after only 6 days, all the flies fed Truvia were dead. Most of the fruit flies in the study lived between 38.6 and 50.6 days, but the flies fed Truvia fruit had an average lifespan of less than 1 week. The more you get them, fruit flies, to consume erythritol, the faster they die, noted Drexel biology professor Sean O'Donnell, who, along with the father and son and others, published a paper on the Truvia study in the journal PLOS ONE. The study found that while the FDA had approved erythritol in 2001 as a food additive, our results demonstrate for the first time that erythritol may be used as a novel, environmentally sustainable, and human-safe approach for insect pest control. Yet it's also being used as a food product. In late 2013, Cargill settled a lawsuit charging that the corporation had misled consumers by marketing Truvia as natural, even though it contained highly processed ingredients and/or GMOs. While denying liability for false advertising, Cargill nevertheless agreed to settle and announced it would put $5 million toward refunding consumers. It also agreed to change the wording on its product labels, though it would continue to market Truvia as natural, even though critics said Truvia is actually made from a fermentation process in which yeast organisms are fed GM corn maltodextrin. Cargill has insisted that erythritol is not derived from corn or dextrose feedstock, but from yeast organisms. Yeah, okay, but the yeasts are fed GMOs, so they're playing mind games with their explanations, retorted health advocate Mike Adams. Further inquiry into Truvia is needed, and the early results are certainly concerning, but given the vested interests of large corporations such as Cargill, such rigorous research is unlikely.